from the KDLL Newsroom. This is Econ 91.9, your weekly look at what keeps the central Kenai Peninsula working. I'm Jay Barrett. The monetary cost of the Swan Lake fire, still smoldering between Stirling and Cooper Landing, has yet to be tallied up completely, but in addition to lost tourism and retail dollars due to the blaze, add increased electric rates for some. Utility officials say the fire damaged the high-voltage power transmission lines that connect the Bradley Lake hydroelectric dam near Homer to the rest of the rail belt. In an announcement Monday, Chugach Electric, which serves the communities of Cooper Landing, Hope, and Moose Pass, said its customers will have to make up the difference between the electric power provided by Bradley Lake and more expensive sources like natural gas or oil. And that means customer bills are likely to go up later this year. The press release said Chugach Electric customers could expect to see a 3% to a 6% increase. Customers on average pay $123 a month for power, according to a company spokesman. A 3% increase would tack on an extra $370 a month, and 6% an extra $7.40. Julie Haskett is with Chugach Electric Association, which gets about a quarter of its power from Bradley Lake.
Anytime you're replacing hydropower with natural gas, you're going to see that increase, and especially with the number of days that have gone by as this fire has burned. But again, we won't know the impact until we're through this entire process and have an opportunity to work with Homer Electric to assess the damage.
The ripple effect stretches hundreds of miles farther north to Anchorage, the Matsu, and even Fairbanks. Already, the Golden Valley Electric Association in Fairbanks is anticipating rate increases because of a loss of Bradley Lake power.
Losing this energy is going to cause there to be an impact on rate.
Golden Valley President and CEO Corey Borgeson.
It's really hard to tell the exact impact on rates, but this is very valuable energy for Golden Valley members, and it will cause us to have somewhat of an increase in rates.
Bradley Lake was built in the 1980s for more than $300 million. It now produces about 10% of the power for the rail belt, enough for tens of thousands of homes. But the transmission lines had to be shut down during the Swan Lake fire, and Borgeson says they're not sure when they'll be turned back on, maybe not even until next year.
Really are hoping that we'll see a quick resolution to it, but it looks like we're going to have an extended period of time where we will not be able to access the power that we're paying for at Bradley Lake.
Footage on Anchorage television this week showed water topping the Bradley Lake spillway and overflowing. Homer Electric Association operates Bradley Lake, and it also controls the roughly 20-mile section of transmission line that was exposed to the fire. HEA spokesman Bruce Shelley says crews are ready to do the work as soon as it's safe to access the area. The lines have been shut down since mid-August, and they also had to be turned off for about 3 weeks earlier in the summer. Number this week is 20. It's in years in prison. That's one potential sentence awaiting a manager with oil field services company Baker Hughes if he's found guilty of 25 felony assault charges associated with a toxic chemical release in 2014 during the building of the company's chemical transfer station here in Kenai. John Clyde Willis, the company itself, and two of its subsidiaries were indicted earlier this month by an Anchorage grand jury. According to the Alaska Attorney General's Office, Baker Hughes and its companies could face up to $2.5 million in fines. Willis faces 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. And that's all for this week's Econ 91.9. With the help from Alaska's Energy Desk and KUAC, I'm Jay Barrett.